Greetings, it's Barbara J. Faison, host of the Why Struggle podcast. I hope you will enjoy these episodes from my conversations about meditation. I'll be posting those. This is the second season, and I just enjoy talking to people about their practice and how they came into using meditation as a tool. Let me know your thoughts. Feel free to leave me a comment or send me a comment at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. And if you want to be on for season 3, which will be starting next year, I would love to talk with you if you meditate. Thanks so much for listening. Be well. Thank you, recording lady. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Greetings, I'm Barbara J. Faison, your mindfulness and meditation ambassador, and I'm excited because I have Stephanie Zito, who is an intuitive soul purpose coach and the author of these amazing cards. They are called Activate Your Chakras, Asks, Affirmations, and Actions to Activate Your Soul-Led Life. I have been using these cards with our daily meditation group, A Slice of Silence, and I'm so excited to have Stephanie here with us. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here with you, Barbara.
Oh, I'm excited. We met in the card deck group, right?
We did.
I think that's how we met. So Stephanie and I met in the card deck group. And when I saw her cards, they were so beautiful, I ordered them. So I'm so excited that we get to use these. I also had some other chakra cards that I used, and people were really interested in them. And I don't think they're published anymore. And so when I saw you had yours, I thought this is great because we're always connecting with our chakras. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, you know, some people will buy some cards from you because I love the cards. They're absolutely gorgeous and beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. So Stephanie is here to answer questions about her journey in meditation. So mm-hmm. I would love to know how you got started with meditation. Is there some kind of story, or did you just know you wanted to be a meditation?
No, there's a story. Yeah. No, it's funny because I, you know, people talk about like, I can't meditate. I'm the worst meditator.
Yeah.
Really hard time in my life. I was going through what needed to be a breakup, and I wasn't quite ready for that yet. My heart, my soul, and what I was doing were not really aligned. So I got a coach, I got a somatic coach, and the very first meditation she taught me was a body scan. And all I had to do was sit down on my chair and scan my body, and I would literally get up. I would just get up. I couldn't, you know, so it took me just repeating, doing it on repeat. And it was just so impactful because getting out of my head, getting into my body, the wisdom of my body, my intuition, it literally just changed the trajectory of my life at that point.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so from there, once you realized how powerful that was, what did you do next? How did you move forward? Because some people might have said, I don't like this, you know? So how did you go past? What did you do after that, after you had that experience?
Well, after that, you know, I mean, a lot of things changed. Talk about, you know, manifesting and quantum leaping, that really is what happened. I did where I now live. I met my now husband. I got my dream job. I mean, literally everything lined up because I got so clear. Meditation taught me to get really clear because there's a lot of outside influences. There's a lot of distractions, but there's so much wisdom when we can get into our bodies and into kind, for me, it's our soul's journey, our soul's purpose. So my meditation journey was kind of, I'd say like a long one because when I moved back to California, I started my yoga teacher training. Okay. And a lot of my meditating was in Shavasana when I was lying down, and I would cry and I would release. Yeah. And when I did my yoga teacher training, we did a very long chakra meditation. And guess what happened? I had the experience of the energy, we call it the Kundalini rising, happened during that chakra meditation.
Wow.
So that lit me up. I had already bought a chakra book before that, and that really lit me up that there was some reason why. This was probably about like 12, 13 years ago at this point.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Wow. So you feel this energy rising in you, right?
Yeah. It's an experience. You can't really like make it happen. Mm-hmm. It basically, mm-hmm. I mean, it just feels like, it feels like if your belly, if your heart, your throat could have an orgasm, is kind of what it feels like.
All at one time? Did you feel it all at one time?
It went section by section. I was in the meditation. I could hear mm-hmm. her saying the things on repeat. And it was probably pretty long. I think it was maybe a 40-minute meditation, but I could feel at the base of my spine, I could feel like, it's like electricity kind of lighting up. Yeah. And then it moved into my belly. And I can remember when it got to like my heart, it was like everything kind of relaxed and opened. I'm going to cry. And when it got to my throat, my jaw just completely, I felt like I was smiling. Like my body was smiling. Like my mouth was smiling. I wasn't making myself smile. Right. It was just, and then when it got to what you call the third eye, it was like mm-hmm. fireworks, like as if you could feel fireworks inside this part of your body, like sparks of light, sparks of electricity.
Wow.
And when it got to the crown of my head, it's like I dropped into this space, which all I could say, it was like, and it was like, I could literally understand the experiences of everyone else in that room with our eyes closed. I could hear what they were thinking. Those people who were kind of like in it, those people who were ready for it to be over. Cause come on. I mean, you know, not everyone's going to be in that space all the time. Right. So I could read it. I could read it, you know? Yeah. And then I started, I was like, I thought I was laughing out loud. And then I thought we had ended it. I was in this sort of like dream state, I suppose a theta state where I thought we were already done, but then she ended the meditation. So okay. I kind of came back to, I was always in my body, but I came back to like the really physical sense of my body.
Yeah.
And then came out of it and said, well, what was that? I mean, I knew exactly what it was, but.
And have you experienced that since then? Or do you experience that regularly when you do meditation? Because no. I think sometimes people feel like that's what they think meditation is, that you're going to have this, whoo! And not been my experience.
Right. So I will say again, with my journey, you know, a lot of my meditation has been as a yoga teacher in Shavasana. And mm-hmm. then now COVID has changed a lot of things. So I started teaching meditation a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And in teaching, you know, is when I also started really to dive into my own personal practice more. I love guided visualizations. I love teaching those. I love being in them. And then, you know, with the advent of all these apps, it makes it so much easier for us.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So,
stop. She's on Insight Timer, everyone, by the way. Yeah. So let's go ahead and put that plug in there. Carry on.
Thank you. Stephanie Zito. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. But what I was going to say is that, what was I going to say? Oh, this is what I was going to say. Meditation, you know, I don't care if you've been meditating 1,000 years or 2 seconds, you know, it's going to be different every day. And what I've noticed, I tend to be more, and it's all observation. I'm in my head, you know, I'm thinking about my day. When I meditate at 3 o'clock, I'm all about the surrender, you know? Mm. I mean, it just depends on the time of day. And, I meditate for different reasons. I will meditate. I will use Insight Timer. I will use the timer for 5 minutes before mm-hmm. I go into this wellness retreat where I teach meditation. Mm-hmm. I will sit in my car in the parking lot. I will put on the ohms and I will meditate for 5 minutes. I've taken like a 3-hour nap, you know, and I'm just refreshed. I'm in the moment. Because to me, it's like, well, what zone do we want to be in? Do I want to be in my head? Do I want to be intentional? Like meditation gives us all these tools for intentional living, for vibrant health, for well-being. So
yeah. And to,
it's just, it's, to me, it's different every time.
It is. I use the analogy, meditation is like it's like a fingerprint. Every time you sit down, you have a different experience because you're different. You know, mm-hmm. I recognize that every time I sit down, I'm not the same Barbara I was 2 hours ago, because I'd like to think in my mind that I'm constantly evolving and growing, or sometimes I'm not evolving and growing as fast as I like. And sometimes probably, you know, to a little fast, but we're always different. So it's a different experience, whether I'm sitting mm-hmm. inside or whether I'm sitting outside. Mm-hmm. So it's great to recognize that. Now, you were mentioning that, what have you noticed has been different since we have been in this coronavirus time? Have you noticed a difference in your meditation practice or experience?
Yeah. And what's interesting is when everything kind of, you know, the wellness retreat was not going on, and I started a membership, and within that membership, we were doing a lot more intuitive things, meditations for specific purposes. And what I really found is, because I've been working with my intuition for probably since like 2014, I'd say. Mm-hmm. But what started happening was like a quickening of that experience, like a much deeper connection to, it's what I teach. And it's like what I know I'm here on the planet for, like my soul connection, my kind of confidence. I feel like I give people their opinions to make decisions. Mm-hmm. And I don't need that. I know I can go inside and I can find the answer that's right for me. I can, and what started happening was I started to get even closer with my soul guides, understanding that I'm not alone, like really getting it, mm-hmm. you know, the practice, doing it consistently, even the days that it was quote unquote horrible, or just, you know, people say like, I failed at meditation. You never fail at meditation. It's just always part of the experience, but just being consistent and doing it more consistently, honestly, has been like light bulbs going off over the last year, you know, getting mm-hmm. closer with, I even say source. And what's so interesting to me is I feel like I've kind of come full circle, because I grew up Catholic. And, when I became, I'm old. And so I strayed from the kind of that scene. And also from really talking about God or Jesus or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is, you know, through this past year, I feel like I can now understand Jesus as an ascended master. I can talk about source. I can call it whatever you want, like source, God, right. universe. It doesn't matter to me, but I can kind of, I feel like I've reintegrated like Jesus. It doesn't have, I don't know how to explain it really, but I kind of came full circle, not really separate. You know, there's so many kind of people, things in these other dimensions that we can really work with and align with, and that can help us. Yes. We don't have to be separate from really any of that.
Right. And one does not, you know, depending upon who you talk to. And I think that's probably some of the challenge with some of the religion, is that some people feel like their way is the only way to get there. So that's just like saying there's only one way if I'm in Atlanta to get to New York. No, there are tons of ways to get to New York if I'm in Atlanta. It just depends on which road I decide to take. You know, I can actually get to Atlanta by going south and going around. I can go straight up north. You know, I can go so many different directions. Yes. But the end result mm-hmm. is to have a closer connection with what you believe to be, I like to say, God, source, creator, most high, infinite beauty, divine intelligence, whatever you want to call that, that you call when you know mm-hmm. you need some assistance, because I don't know anyone that doesn't call on something. So whatever you call on, whatever you call it, that's what you call, right? Yeah. So, and it's not necessarily, there is a part of that connection that is there, but there is also recognizing that there is this beautiful, and I got this expression from Kristen De La Huerta, this beautiful divine choreography that is happening that I have absolutely nothing to do with, mm-hmm. that allowed me to be in a class with you, that allowed me to get new chakra cards, that allows me to sit here and have a conversation with you.
Right. I agree. The synchronicities, you know, and I know you can, you know, probably relate to this too. We all probably can, these moments in our lives, you know, like maybe something happened where you hesitated at a stoplight and then some car went blaring through. Like,
absolutely.
You know, if it's not your time, like this is where, you know, we have a purpose, and we're going to be, when we surrender to that and we surrender mm-hmm. to the fact we have support, we get to be aligned. Like we open the gate. We're like, okay, I'm going to let my gate open, allow my heart to open, mm-hmm. allow my trust to open, so I can synchronistically find someone like you, Barbara, and you can find me, and we can find Insight Timer and these other people that help support our journey.
Exactly. And a quick adding to that is how I got on Insight Timer is a lady by the name of Mary Maddox, who had the Meditation Oasis podcast. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yes.
Mary, I discovered Mary and I was tweeting on Twitter. And Mary said, I think I must have posted one of my meditations that I put on my YouTube channel. And she said, Barbara, have you put your meditations on Insight Timer? And I was like, what is Insight Timer? She's like, oh, you should put your meditations on Insight Timer. I'm like, okay. And I did, you know, and probably 20 meditations later. Yeah, and 20 meditations later, you know, and that's because that guidance, because I'm working on my cards, and my cards are called Relax, Listen, and Trust Your Inner Guidance.
I can't wait to get them.
Oh, I can't wait to. They're almost done. They're almost done. But speaking of that, since we have you here, I'm just going to shuffle your cards and pull one out and see what comes up. And I would love to know as I'm doing. Oop, there you go. There's a jumper.
There it is.
Let me know, what made you decide to do cards? Okay. And you can tell
me
right after
this. I kind of missed that.
I said, what made you decide to do cards? And I'll read this and then you can share.
Okay.
It is action. Connect. Take a moment to connect to the energy that is greater than yourself. Know you are all connected. Know you are connected to all that is. That is, aren't they beautiful?
This is literally
gorgeous.
What we just talked about.
Amazing. These cards are so gorgeous too. So that is the card. So, and
Thank you.
Say this at the end, but these cards are called Activate Your Chakras. So make sure you get a deck.
Thank you.
So,
interesting about the cards is, like I mentioned, I had that Kundalini experience as a yoga teacher. I started teaching about the chakras because I know, like to
experienced
me,
it too.
Right. Yeah. And that's how I understand us being aligned. That's how I understand us being kind of not in conflict with ourselves. Like, am I speaking my truth? Am I afraid something's going to happen if I speak my truth? If I'm not speaking, I might feel tight in my throat. I may get sore throats, you know? I mean, same thing with the belly. It's all just so interconnected. And this is very interesting to me. Talk about synchronicities. So when I started coaching again back in 2014, I was at an event and I put my name on some list. And I wound up taking a training to do intuitive energy scans using the chakras. That was the first step to me really using my intuition in my coaching. And what's interesting is I have stayed on that person's email list since then, you know, okay, for all the ones I bumped off of. And I've always deleted. But then suddenly I saw come across card deck creation, some kind of, you know, video training. So I'm like, sure, I'll sign up for it. And, you know, really it's just following intuition, following what source my guides want me to know. I am allowing myself to be guided. And when we do that, things can happen pretty quickly. So I watched Rosie Batista's, who's amazing. I watch because there's stuff I didn't know how to do, an ISBN number and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And this deck, I have it here. It channeled through me. It's been in my body. It's been in my mind. It's been in my work, my body of work for 7 years. And it was just ready to come through, you know? And so it just, I felt so grateful to have, you know, that support to help bring it to life.
Yes. Wonderful.
Yeah. And what I like about it is, you know, intentionally, we talk about living intentionally. I like having a card deck because it helps me to focus, you know, like this card, how can I still the waters of my mind today? I can put that on my computer. And when I'm getting down to my work, if I start to get distracted, I just go to, what is my intention? What does my card say?
Yeah.
And then it helps bring me back to that intention, that mindfulness.
And that's the beautiful thing about cards that I love is that, because like you said, I have from the morning, you know, we do a pull every day. And so I have the cards right here in my little craft group. We did a little thing where we put some washi tape and this says important goal for the day. So I have mine right here. So when I'm sitting here in my office, like today's is listen to the music. So when I get done with you, when the electricity comes back on, listen to the music or have enough charge that I can listen to the music. But that's I'm just excited that we got a chance to connect. Now, I do have a couple more questions I want to ask you. So for someone who may be going, I'm thinking about meditation, not quite sure what to do, what would be your thoughts on something that they can do to move in that direction?
Well, I love, and this is kind of what I teach when I coach, I love date something. Date meditation. I definitely recommend getting on the Insight Timer app. It's so easy to get on there and to try out some different meditations. You can get on there and you can choose, well, what am I looking for right now? Do I want to reduce anxiety? Would I like to sleep? And then just try one out. Try a 5-minute one, a 10-minute one, and just see, that's how you get to see, I like guided visualizations. I really like breath work. I really like quiet. There's the timer where you can just have some ohms behind you or, you know, whatever that is. There's courses on there. You can do a course on there and how to start meditating.
Right.
You can listen to these lives, like get on and see Barbara's live or my live and right. See what we're doing and see how that experience helps to enrich your meditation journey.
Yes. That is, I think, a great way to slowly move people into that. Do you have a regular time that you go live on the platform or?
Always there. Yes. Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock, I think Pacific. And then I do yoga at 9:30 on Sundays. And then other times I am on, but I'm with fall starting and school starting, I'm going to get more consistent.
Yeah. Good. So you said 8 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. on Pacific on Sundays on Insight Timer. Mm-hmm. You got that. Go check her out at those times. Is there anything else you want to share with our audience about meditation? Anything you want to share?
You know, I just say, explore it, have some fun with it, date it, give yourself a month to do it consistently and see what shifts. You know, meditation can even be that one breath you take before you have a difficult conversation. It can be that one breath you take before a job interview. All it is checking in with how you feel and giving your mind a reset. It can be as simple as that, just taking that bird's eye view.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. So as a reminder, Stephanie is the author and the creator. You designed these as well, right? Mm-hmm. So she's the everything. As I say, the chief everything officer of these cards, and they are called Activate Your Chakras, Ask Affirmations and Actions to Activate Your Soul-Led Life. And I will include the details on where you can order them if you'd like to get a copy. I highly recommend them. I love them. I use them even when I'm not using them in my group. So sometimes I'll just go, what do I need to do today? And that's the power of having these beautiful cards, and they're gorgeous.
That's so, sweet so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So we'll have all of Stephanie's information listed in the description box so you can connect with her wherever she is. I know you're on social media because I know you're on Insight Timer. You're also on Instagram and Facebook and probably some of the other ones, right? So all of her information will be linked below. And I would like to invite anyone who is listening that's watching, if you are interested in having a conversation about meditation, as you can see, people are still surviving my conversations. It's not that, it's just an opportunity. My intention with this whole series is to show people from all different walks of life and how meditation is a tool. It is a way to just help you connect more with yourself and your connection to your higher power, whatever that is. And so if you're interested in having a conversation about meditation, feel free to reach out to me. All of my links will also be there. Thank you so much, Stephanie. We're going to conclude. And I like to remind you, if you can, get out in nature, stop and breathe and savor life, because it starts with you. It starts with me. One breath, one thought, one deed. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I appreciate you. Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste.
Be well.